Welcome back to the DNA Pest Control Podcast with Daniel
and Aaron.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for listening in, joining us, especially with all the traction we've been getting at YouTube. I do want to say thank you.
Yeah.
I do appreciate it. I know we say it at the end of the episode. I wanted to start with it because it's National Pest Management Month.
It is. April 2024.
So without it, you know, without you guys, without the industry, we wouldn't be here because we wouldn't be doing pest control. Yeah. So thank you. Thanks for all the support and thanks for listening. And thank you for what you guys are doing out there. It's huge. You know, what we do is so important. Everything about it is so important. And what we're going to talk about today is also so important because it's going to give us a little insight of where we came from and where the industry went. Before we get into that, it's National Pest Management Month.
What does that mean?
What does that mean is we want guests. We want you to come on. We want you to share your stories, office, texts. Doesn't really matter. Anyone in the industry, sales, if you want to. Yeah. We want to hear your story. We want to talk to you about it. We want to share it with the pest control world. The best story. So when I say best story, I want to make it very clear. I want the craziest story, okay? I want to know the experience that you had that was just insane. We all have it. At the end of the episode, I want to share ours, one of your craziest stories, one of my craziest stories.
Perfect.
To kind of do a good kickoff to National Pest Management Month. But the craziest story, the best story is going to get swag. So you're seeing the hoodies right now. We got it on, looking good. We got the hat over here, hat up here, and also a t-shirt and a few other things that we're going to throw in that box. And so it's going to be a swag box. We're going to send that out to the best. And I am going to throw it out there because I do feel like it's a little push to get people on, is we do want to send you guys something for coming on as a pest guest. So the ones that do come on and share their story. I know it's kind of crazy. Sometimes it's a little nerve-wracking for some, but we want you to come on, and we're going to send you something for doing that because we appreciate that no matter what. Obviously, the winner gets everything else.
Absolutely.
You don't.
Absolutely.
So, Aaron, kick us off on where did the pest control industry start? Where did we come from?
Yeah.
Why are we here today?
I mean, you and I had no idea until this morning, which was cool.
Literally. No. We had no idea.
Yeah. What I love when we first started diving into it, they explained it. Pest control has essentially been around as long as agriculture has been around and recorded because of protection of crops. I mean, the earliest instances we found back in 4000 BC, China was using, or they were using ducks for locust control or insect control, like in their ponds.
Yeah,
or
locusts. Vegetation. Yep. Yeah, it's like grasshoppers.
Yeah, exactly. Fast forward to 3000 BC, you have Egypt implementing use of cats to control rodents. Makes perfect sense.
Yep.
You have 500 years later into 2500 BC to Sumerians using sulfur in their homes, just 100% repellent, just blasting all this sulfur and makes the house smell like shit, and then everything gets pushed out.
Yeah, very gross.
And then even going forward a couple, 500 more years, or I'm sorry, 1,000 more years, you have 1500 BC, ferrets and mongooses were kind of the same practice as cats in Egypt, just rodent control.
Yep, inside homes.
Exactly.
Which is crazy to think about, you know, being there. I was in Egypt, if
that's no
one knew. Yeah. And so that was cool to see, but I saw them doing the crop stuff and everything else. Thinking about it and now hearing about it with everything that they were doing, it makes so much sense because they need to protect the crops. They need to protect the food.
Sure.
Now I know a little bit more history about Egypt and what they were doing and how everything was really functioning.
Yeah.
It makes a lot of sense, you know, but that kind of bridges over, and we're going to jump from 4000 BC and skip really the Middle Ages and everything there, because the Middle Ages, I mean, there's so much. There still was pest control being done during those times, the Black Plague, rats, ticks, fleas. I mean, there's so many diseases that can be passed.
Sure.
I mean, we're seeing it today with mosquitoes, vector control, stuff like that. But that kind of brings up to one of the first companies, you know, that started out in London, which was cool to do some research on that. And I don't know where I mean, sorry, we're looking over on a board with all the information. So when you guys see us look over, we're reading over there. But there is, I don't know if it was in, so it was 1650,
H. Tiffin and Son.
They created the company to take care of rodents and bedbugs. They were the first known company, pest control company, to start.
And standing. Believe it or not.
That we think.
Yeah, we'll reach out. We'll have them on as guests.
Yeah, yeah. Because they did put on their website, it mentioned some of that stuff. So you have Tiffin Son still on there. Mm-hmm. They talk a little bit about it. The name of the company is different now. But they do talk about Tiffin Son, and they do talk about how they started essentially with bed bugs and rodents.
Yeah.
So that'll be interesting to see. But prior to that, I guess a little bit from 1840 to 1930. Oh, no, sorry. After that. My bad. It was after. So they started in 1650. After that is when we had essentially immigrants from Europe coming over with pest control. And that's what started everything in the U.S. Mm-hmm. And of course, immigrants, everything started with immigrants.
Right.
So, but at least the pest control started there. Mm-hmm. They came over, introduced really what they've done over, you know, in Europe. And now they were just bringing it over to us, you know. And from there, we kind of see some of the changes that came up. There was a big pandemic back in the day. What was that?
The Colorado potato beetle. That was, I guess, the kickstart when we were looking up of, we were trying to figure out when did it actually start here in the U.S. And everything we looked up kind of led to this event of these Colorado potato beetles just infesting crops.
Right? Yeah.
Just destroying all this food, you know?
Yeah, honestly. Yeah. It was, so it ended up taking out a ton of crops. U.S. freaked out. Of course, they're saying, hey, we have to figure out a way to get this fixed and ASAP, right? And so they came in with a lot of these, now we know as arsenic products, you know, synthetic pesticides, insecticides that we have today. But back then a little bit harsher, like DDT,
mm-hmm.
good one.
Yeah.
And a ton of others, but that's really where it all kind of started and came from. They didn't know that it was going to kill us too.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, they were looking for the quickest solution. Like you said, they need to kill the crops, and the arsenic, you know, compounds destroyed all the bugs, you know, so it made sense.
Yeah. Which actually there's a bed bug, a book. We actually have it out here on the desk. In that book, it talks about DDT and how DDT almost wiped out the bed bug population for good, almost completely wiped them out. And so some of these products were so good. I mean, they were so good. They're killing us too. Right. Yeah. I mean, they were phenomenal. But that led into the acceptance of all the insecticides that we have and then we were using during that time because it was cheap and it protected crops. And so we could have a better yield and we were seeing, hey, we might as well keep going with this, right? Seriously. I mean, it's working. So that kind of led us into really what we see today. Well, actually, before that, we're seeing it us kind of go back to the Egyptian Chinese time, right? Biological control.
Right, right.
IPM. So we're seeing these kind of regression of, hey, what we were doing in the beginning that worked, it wasn't super effective, obviously, because we found better ways.
Yeah.
But those better ways, unfortunately, were killing us too.
Yeah.
So making us sick. But we jumped from that going harsh into chemicals, only chemicals, then slowly getting back out of the chemical world, back into biological control. Mm-hmm. And even what we call today is IPM.
We have it thrown around so much.
Yeah, we have a whole episode on IPM and what it means. And we're going to do a little recap of IPM and what IPM means to us. May mean something different to you.
Yes.
I don't know. I know it means something very different to the state. But people are probably wondering, we keep saying IPM. What is IPM?
Integrated Pest Management.
Integrated Pest Management. In the state of California, integrated pest management means zero pesticides or as little as you can possibly use. And to us, personally and in the industry, that does not mean that.
Right.
What I've done in my research, at least across the board with associations in pest control, what IPM means is using chemicals with, you know, the exclusion side of it, with rodent proofing or pest proofing a home or a building.
Sure.
It's using in conjunction with, right? So that's the whole idea behind IPM, is you're still using chemicals. You're just using less chemicals, more sealing everything up, trying to prevent the pest from coming in.
Yeah.
Harboraging areas, eliminating those, right? You're making it so they can't really live around the property either.
Yeah, that's good. And we can go into some like of our own personal examples once we break down the different steps that we do.
Yeah.
I agree, because there's so many different ways to look at so many different situations, which is the great thing about IPM, you know?
Yeah, honestly. And IPM for us, we're going to go through step by step here, what we've done at our company and what it means, you know, and what we teach all of our technicians.
Yeah.
So IPM, the very first step is interview. Interview is huge. Mm-hmm. One of the most important parts of it, because if you walk into a house and they're like, hey, I need you to take care of the bugs. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do? Just spray? Spray and pray?
Spray and pray.
Spray and pray. That's I love it. Do. No, right? You're asking them, what are you seeing? What am I treating for? Is it spiders? Is it ants? Is it fleas? Is it bed bugs? What am I looking for? You go to a specialty treatment like bed bugs and you say, hey, where are you getting bit? What, you know, the interview process is part of that. It's huge. Questioning. It's finding everything out. And once we get done with that, that leads us on to the next one, which is
inspect.
Right? You know, inspection, what does that tell us?
It tells us, using with the interview, it tells us what we're actually dealing with. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm glad that you went into some of the interview points, because people shouldn't take the interview as gospel. I think it's a very important step.
Yeah.
You get to a rodent job and you're asking the client, you know, you get called out for rats. So you interview the customer and you're saying, okay, you says you're dealing with rats. Where are you seeing them? Where are you hearing them? What's been going on?
Yeah.
And the customer swears, it's rats. It's rats. I've seen them. I've heard them. They're right above my head every single night. Come to find out during the inspection, it's a squirrel that's trying to break through an eave pocket or trying to rip off a vent screen, right? So,
yeah,
you know, I use the information that I got in the interview to kind of help build a program, and then the inspection sort of solidifies that as the IPM process goes on.
Yeah, no, and that's exactly what it is. And as you inspect, that's going to bring you into what you're actually doing, right? You're going to have to identify.
There it is.
So as you're inspecting, you're identifying what it is, because at least here in California, you're not allowed to spray pesticides without having a pest on the property.
One more time for those in the back.
You're not supposed to spray pesticides without pests on the property.
Okay.
There's no real such thing. It's not real for a preventative service. Mm-hmm. California doesn't like that. They don't actually want you to do it. It's not supposed to, hey, we're going to come spray pesticides to prevent.
Right.
Once again, right? IPM to California is don't spray. Mm-hmm. There's no pest. Don't spray.
Why would you?
You got to wait till there is a problem and then spray, mm-hmm. which I don't agree with, because you should want to prevent those things, just like rats. Hey, I don't want rats in my restaurant, but what? I'm not going to put out bait stations and traps to prevent them. Mm-hmm. Of course not.
Wait till they're there.
Yeah. Wait till they're eating all your food.
Yeah.
Then you can come in and do a treatment. I actually don't think that's true. I think you can do preventive services for rats, but
the point, it's the principle of it.
The principle of it is, if there's not a spider physically on that property that you can see, you're not technically supposed to spray. At least that's what I was taught.
Yeah.
And I have yet to see any information against that.
Sure.
Because they do want you to identify what pest is on the property. Mm-hmm. Now, luckily, how do you prove that there's not?
You don't.
You can't. So we don't follow that rule. No one does.
But interesting point, though, that would make sense, because in whatever app you're using or software you're using, and the reports even that you send, and you have service records, you have to, with each product you use, you have to have like a targeted pest, a targeted area. Mm-hmm. So that actually does make a lot of sense, that there is some legality behind it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So you go in, you interview, okay? you're inspecting because you got to actually trust what the person says and you got to go see it for yourself.
Right.
You then are able to identify, which now with all of that information, this is the time to sit down and analyze.
Analysis. Okay?
Yep. The analysis process. Most people take that and say, okay, I got to go to my truck. There's an ant in the backyard in the back corner and I got to go sit and I got to figure out the plan to take care of it. Okay. Some of these things are very quick. Okay. When we're talking about the interview process, the inspection, everything that you're doing, the identity, you know, you're identifying and now you're analyzing it. It can all happen so fast. It can be done within minutes.
Yes.
So the IPM side of it, it can be done within seconds sometimes, right? I'm walking up to the house. I see standing water on the ground. I instantly know, okay, well, they're probably having a pest issue. What? I don't know. I'm going to assume mosquitoes. We go knock on their door. They say, hey, I'm having mosquitoes. Great. See that puddle out there? You got to stop watering so much. Mm-hmm. Done. I just did it. I did the entire process other than the interview. I didn't have to ask them.
Yeah.
But you're almost going through everything so quickly. But analyzing is a huge, huge part. Rodents are a bigger part of that.
Sure.
Right? Cockroach is another big one that we deal with. Mm-hmm. Bed bugs are another one that we deal with. Mm-hmm. You know, so analyzing is huge, huge, huge. And then that goes to the next one.
Treatment.
Treatment. Right?
Okay.
And I'll let you run with that one. You know, run with treatment. What is that? I mean, it's pretty easy.
What we're going to do to fix the pest issue.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. And treatment doesn't mean spray.
It could mean a door sweep.
It could.
Or a glue board. Or a bait station.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Could mean a lot of different things.
Yeah.
It's not always, hey, treatment is, and I guess we could actually change it from treatment to more action.
There we go.
Right.
Or you know, implementation or something like that.
Yeah. You know, what is after we've come up with our game plan, now what do we need to do? Is it a treatment? Is it, you know, sealing up some things, sealing up some cracks? What may prevent this from happening with using minimal pesticides at the same time? And sometimes it is just using pesticides. That's the best and easiest way.
Yeah.
You know, you go find an ant hill in the backyard. I don't know how to prevent that or even kill them without using a pesticide in any way. But that's some of those things is figure out what that treatment method is. And this is your time as during the, you know, as you're analyzing the situation, figure out what that treatment is. Mm-hmm. And the last step is the biggest step because that is going to either bring you back to step one or step two or step three or four. You have to figure that out, but that's monitor.
Yes.
What does monitoring look like? To you, Aaron, what does that mean?
It's a good report card to see, did my IPM plan, did my plan of action work? Mm-hmm. And, you know, you talk about sometimes you're going to have to go back to the drawing board. I go back to the drawing board every single day at some of these jobs.
Yeah.
For example, rodent job. This is actually a real story. So rodent job up the hill, ton of bird feed, ton of seed and stuff around, you know. No door sweep on the garage door. So rats were getting in, right? So I'm like, okay, it's easy. So let's get those into some bins. We're going to place out some exterior bait stations. We're going to put a door sweep on there. And then we're going to come back and monitor those bait stations to see how much activity is on the property. And we can go from there, right?
Yeah.
We go back. She's like, actually, we're hearing some scratching in the house. So I'm like, shit, that's okay. I'm looking, hey, start from scratch. I'm like, hey, you said you're hearing them in the house. I know they're outside before. Where are you hearing them? What's going on? What are you seeing? Right. So you literally go through these steps and processes, and that's okay. And that's the cool thing about IPM.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. Well, I've done it. Mm-hmm. I was at, I'll throw out an example as well as, not with rodents, actually with, German cockroaches.
Okay.
So I went out to an apartment complex. For those who don't know, I do speak Spanish. So this was a Latin woman. She was speaking Spanish to me and we were going back and forth. And she's like, hey, I'm just seeing them everywhere. I'm like, cool. Everywhere's everywhere. Great. I go in, I hit everything. Come back a couple weeks later, talk to her again, doing the interview process, right? Because I'm monitoring now. It's time to figure out, okay, what's working, what's not working, where's everything? Everything's looking good. Boom. Third service comes around. I'm doing it again.
Back to the interview, yeah.
Yep. Going back through. Okay. Get that all done. Come back. And this is now just monitoring. I'm not treating. It should be done. It should be taken care of. And she's like, we're still seeing them in the kitchen. I'm like, what?
How?
Yeah, like, how? What is going on? Like, everything was going smooth. It was going better. And now there's a resurgence of these coming back.
Yeah.
And it went back to the interview. I had to go right back to one and really figure out what is happening all the way back through.
Yeah.
How is this happening still? Mm-hmm. But that's the IPM program. You know, where we came from 4000 BC using, you know, ducks to mm-hmm. take care of, you know, some grasshoppers.
Yeah.
That was, you know, I mean, there wasn't really an IPM program then. It was just throw them out there. Hopefully they'll eat all the bugs and we're good.
Yeah.
You know, and they'll stay long enough to eat all the bugs so we can take care of our crops. And we're getting so advanced and not necessarily technology wise, mm-hmm. you know, for pest control. Cause it's very, I mean, it's hard. I mean, you can't get much more. I mean, the chemicals will get better.
Sure.
You know, and they'll get safer for us because there was some stuff that they did come out at Pest World that they're actually trying to target. The chemical makeup is literally only supposed to affect insect DNA and not us. Mm-hmm. So at some point, we're going to get so advanced on that side. But what I mean by technology is you can't get a better video quality, right? I mean, it's like,
oh, I see what
you're saying. Can get better video yeah. quality. You can get a yeah. faster laptop. You can get a faster car. You can get a better car, a more efficient car. Mm-hmm. Pest control, we'll get more efficient products, but we still are going to have to spray them.
Sure.
Right? I mean, we're still going to have to go and apply them.
Yeah.
How we apply them may be a little bit different, but it doesn't seem like that's going to change much as we go forward. And so what we've come up with is how we start to do those things and the process of which IPM is huge with what we have and where we're going.
Right.
Right. And really, I hope that was, I mean, we covered really everything from the history, not everything, but yeah. a big majority of it is where we came from, which is kind of cool to get us, you know, started off at the National Pest Management Month.
Yes.
You know, is understanding, hey, this was going on hundreds of years ago. We're a very, very old industry and we're doing a lot of the same stuff that we've always done. We've just had to kind of tweak it a little bit. We've gone back to some of the old stuff too, which is funny. I mean, we talk about RUPs, rodenticides changing, and the amount of exclusion work. Mm-hmm. We're not even using that much rodenticide anymore.
No.
You know, at least here. It's the amazing changes that have come because of the restrictions. And we're kind of going back to the old times mm-hmm. to make sure that we're taking care of a problem through exclusion.
Right.
Not even through rodenticide. Mm-hmm. You know, a product that can possibly kill other animals and other things like that. And we've just kind of scooted away from it a little bit. Not like that we care as much, but it's kind of where it's going.
Yeah.
We're looking more at a permanent result than a falsified, hey, maybe we'll take care of it. Or, hey, we put out a trap. Good luck. See yeah. ya. You know, like we're doing it so much better, mm-hmm. you know, from where that is. And it all came through that IPM. And you know what? That's one thing we didn't do. Where did IPM come from?
Where did it come from?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought it was, I thought you were trying to get me.
No. I literally, I don't know. I don't know who ended up creating it, but, you know, it's just something that has come to, and I've always, since I was in the industry, it's always been there and it's just been in our face. Yeah. So whoever did create it, hey guys, throw us an answer, you yeah. know, go to the Facebook page, let us know. Mm-hmm. But IPM's really kind of changed what we've done and who we are as an industry.
Sure.
So that's kind of one of those things that have changed us. And, you know, as a quick recap on everything is National Pest Management Month. We appreciate everything you guys have done. We appreciate you in the office, out in the field, whatever you have done, single owners that are out there running in their vehicles, you know, we appreciate you guys. And I know you guys are in it because you've told us you're in it because the customers appreciate you too.
Yeah.
So please come on, please give us information with, you know, about you. Come on, be a pest guest. Let us know, go through Gmail. You can email us. You can go through the website. You can go to Facebook. You can go to Instagram. Let us know. We want you on. We want to share your story. And if you don't do it for that, at least do it because you're going to get something for free.
Yeah, that's good. That's good enough for me.
Right.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, one more thing before we close, you know, you mentioned the beginning, but we don't charge for any of this content we put out. We're sitting here on a Saturday, you know, texting, trying to fit in family, gym, life schedules, because it's really something we enjoy doing.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys are watching us now and we're watching ourselves on the screen behind. So it's really cool. But we're coming out with so many new and exciting things because of the support and growth. And it's as simple as just liking us on whatever platform you're on, leaving us a rating on like Spotify or Apple Podcasts. You know, like Daniel was saying, we have Instagram, YouTube, we have a Facebook group now.
Yeah.
I guess it's been out for a while, but now we're starting to get a little bit more involved. So yeah, we'd love to pick your brain and chat on there. Send us direct messages, join the group. Alluding back to the website itself. So National Pest Management, like we said in the beginning, our goal is to get as many pest guests on as possible. If you go over into the Q&A section, there's actually a fillable form where you can put your information. So if you want to be a guest, or if you feel a little bit nervous and you know somebody that might be great, please send them our information, because I mean, it's so much fun having pest guests on. So
yeah,
just thank you again for listening to the DNA Pest Control Podcast.